Very well, Glaucon. The agreed characteristics of the city which is to reach the peak of political organisation are community of women, community of children and the whole system of education, community likewise of everyday life, both in wartime and peacetime, and the kingship of those among them who have developed into the best philosophers, and the best when it comes to war. Yes, he said, those are the agreed characteristics. What is more, we also agreed that when the rulers assume power, they will take the soldiers and move them to housing of the kind we described earlier, common to all of them, and offering no private property to anyone. And in addition to the nature of their housing, we even reached agreement, if you recall, on the kind of possessions they will have. I do recall, we thought that none of them should have any of the possessions which most people nowadays have. They should be guardians and warrior athletes of some sort, receiving from the rest of the citizens, as annual pay for their guardianship, just as much maintenance as they need for this purpose. Their duty would be to protect themselves and the rest of the city. You're right, I said. But after we'd finished dealing with all that, can we remember the point where we began this digression, so that we can carry on from the same place?